You are now tuned in to the Nancy Ruffin Show.
Hello, welcome back to the Nancy Ruffin Show. I am your girl and your host, Nancy Ruffin, and I'm excited to have you back for another week. It is officially Hispanic Heritage Month, so I am vibing a little bit today with some of my Latino music. Let's go. Vibe with me for a little bit. Wepa. Let's go. If you Latino, Latina, Latinx, let me hear you clap your hands. Wepa. Okay. All right, let's shut this down now. Let's shut it down. Just wanted to get you in the mood. I hope that you have had an incredible week. I will tell you that my week, I'm just thankful that I made it through the week, y'all. It was the first full week of the kids being back in school. It was my first full week being back in the office. And yo, like getting back into that routine is hard. After being home for 18 months, you know, not having to worry about what I was going to wear to work, not worrying about combing my hair or getting the kids dressed, really, like, none of that. You don't realize how time-consuming all of that is until you don't have to do it and then have to start doing it all over again. So needless to say, I was really happy when we made it to Friday, and I knew that Saturday, I didn't have to wake up early, I didn't have to get any kids ready, I didn't have to do anything. And, you know, if you're a parent, I'm sure you can feel my pain, but you know what? It's all good. We made it through the week, and I know that as the days and the weeks continue to pass by, I will fall right back into the routine and it will become, you know, normal. I won't feel as overwhelmed by it. Don't know if you made it or if you were, if you've been kind of seeing my posts on Instagram, but a couple of weeks ago, I held my very first in-person event after not having anything in person since March 2020, me and my good friend, entrepreneur, restaurateur, empowerment leader, Rosa Garcia, and proprietor of the new restaurant, Rosa's at Park, at the Park Haven Hotel in the Bronx, we collaborated on our very first event together, and it was an incredible success, guys. It exceeded, I think, every expectation that we had. We sold out the event in less than 3 hours. It was insane. And I think that a part of that, part of the reason why we sold out is because people were just eager to be out. You know, after being home and confined and not being able to be around, like, people and women. I mean, I know outside has been open for the summer and all of that, but it's different when you have these in-person events and you're able to bring women together who normally wouldn't be in the same space, right? So many of us have met or have connected through social media that the events provide an opportunity for people to meet in real life and to connect and to put a face, an actual face and body, you know, behind the faces and bodies that we see across our screens every day. So it was great. We had incredible panelists. We had my friend, Nadine Ramos. She is the founder and CEO of Lacio Professional Hair Care. You know, and you know that I'm doing my new segment, People You Should Know. She's definitely someone that you should know. She is a woman who really is about supporting other women. She has a genuine heart And everything that she does out of love. Like, there's never any ulterior motives with her. And that is what I love most about Nadine. And she's super successful. She has built her hair care product, like, from the ground up. And her products are good, y'all. Like, good. I have been using them. And, like, she's not paying me or for any of this, but, like, and I don't promote things unless I 100% stand by them. But her products are so good, at least for my hair texture. I've always struggled with finding good products for my hair because it's curly, because it's coarse, you know, and so it's always hard to find products that I like, but I do like her products. And her products are keratin based, like that's what she specializes in. So if you want to know more about Nadine, follow her on Instagram, Nadine, I think it's Nadine Lacio Professional, something like that. You can find her on, like, by connecting with me on my Instagram. I've posted her before and her IG handle. Another one of our panelists was a longtime friend and someone who I just admire immensely, Raygrit Calderon. She is, what isn't she rather? Like, she does all the things. She's a mom, she's a wife, she's an incredible daughter and sister and friend, entrepreneur. She has a brilliant mind, super, super smart. Very outspoken, you know, she talks about any and everything, basically what is important to her, and she doesn't care, you know, what other people think. She doesn't censor herself to appease other people, and I love that, because with Raygrit, what you see is what you get. Like, she is who she is, who she is, and so you never have to second guess where you stand with her, because you will know. And then the last panelist we had was Mighty, Mighty Adrian, and she goes by Mighty Bloom. She is the founder and CEO of Blooming Soul, and she's just phenomenal. She is mid-20s, young girl, but so wise, so self-aware. You know, she at a young age has started doing the work, right? The quote-unquote, the work that we're always talking about. And she's just so evolved at such a young age, you know, and I told her during our event how impressed I was by her, because I wish I would have started my journey back then. Like, I told her, I can't even wait to see what she's going to grow into when she's my age, because she's going to have had all of these years preparation, right? She just knows who she is. She knows what she has to do in order to become who she wants to become, and she's not afraid to do the work. And so it was phenomenal. The conversation was incredible. The women who were at the event had great questions for our panelists. I mean, it was beyond. And because of that, we were encouraged to do another event, because women want more. And so me and Rosa, all right, we gotta give the ladies what they want. So we will be having another event October 9th. Tickets go on sale this week. So if you got left out of the last one, you don't want to miss this one. So I encourage you, if you are not already following me on Instagram, if you have not subscribed to my mailing list on my website, do so, because you, those that are subscribed, are going to be the first to know when the tickets go on sale. Also, a hack that I want to tell you about is, if you follow me on Eventbrite, as soon as I publish an event, those who follow me immediately get an email letting you know that the tickets are on sale. I think that was one of the reasons we sold out so quickly, because people were getting the emails, and by the time we posted it on social media, half of the tickets were gone. So if you don't want to be left out, make sure that you are going to get these notifications, because it's going to be insane. We have an incredible panel for this event as well. April Hernandez, April Hernandez Castillo, one of, she's just an incredible woman. She's a friend, a personal friend. She's an actress. If you've ever seen that movie Freedom Riders with Hilary Swank. She was in that movie. She played the Mexican girl, Mexican student. She's also been on a number of television shows. You know, she's a successful Latina actress. And she's also written a book, Embracing Me. And we are going to be gifting the book in our VIP swag bags. So if you purchase a VIP ticket, know that you're going to have a copy of April's book amongst other goodies. So she's one of our panelists. We also have I Am Delilah D. She is one of our girls from Philly. She used to work for iHeartRadio. I believe, or a radio station out in Philadelphia. She is another powerhouse Latina who just really stands in her authenticity. So if you're not following her on social media, connect with her. And then lastly, we have my girl, Nakia McLean, who is super successful PR guru, who will be joining our panel too. And this event's theme is centered around healing, right? Because ultimately, isn't that what we all want to do? We want to be able to heal ourselves from whatever pain, hurt, trauma we've been carrying with ourselves so that we can start to live our best lives. So the event is titled, This Is How We Heal. And that is what the conversation is going to be about. Like, what are the things that we have to do to heal ourselves? So that pretty much summarizes what I've been up to. I've been busy planning that event. I've been busy planning the Women of Faith retreat that is happening December 3rd through December 5th. We are spending the weekend at the Crystal Springs Resort in Hamburg, New Jersey. The ladies have put down their deposit. The deposits have been paid to the resort. Like, everything is done. All we got to do is show up. And I'm so excited for every woman who's joining me on the retreat. It's going to be an incredible weekend of rest, relaxation, reflection, and recharging, right? So it's about reflecting on this past year, releasing anything that we need to let go, and recharging and refueling ourselves for 2022. You know, 2020 and 2021, they've been heavy years. They have been unlike any other years that I have lived through up until this point. And so there's a lot of stuff that I want to let go. There's a lot of stuff I want to release. And I'm excited to be able to do that with my Women of Faith sisters. One last thing before I get into the people or things you should know segment. Tuesday, September 21st, my girl Elizabeth Velasquez's book, When We Make It, drops. If you have not already purchased or pre-ordered a copy, I encourage you to do so. Let's help Elizabeth have incredible first day sales, because when you pre-order those books, those sales count for her first day sales. Let's get my girl on that New York Times bestseller list. She's one of us. She looks like us. She comes from where we come from. We talk so often about not having representation in the books that we read, that our stories are not out there. Well, this is a woman who is doing that. She represents us. She's telling our stories. So let's support her, right? Because when we show up and we show out, what happens is that publishers and these big publishing houses, they start to recognize the power that we possess, and they start to notice that there is a market for our stories. So we have to do that. We have to push it out there. So if you haven't done it, pre-order your copy. Pre-order a copy for someone else and give it as a gift. Start, you know, get your Christmas gift shopping. Start it early, right? There's no reason why you can't do that. Now, people or things that you should know. This past week, I had the opportunity to do an Instagram live interview for the 100 Hispanic Women. And my guest on that live was Dr. Priscilla Pender. This is a woman you need to know. She is a life coach. She is a healer. She focuses on working with gay, lesbian, queer, transgender women, women of color, Black and Latina women, you know, because she believes that everyone deserves to live a good, happy life. And she works, you know, with these communities that are often met with resistance and hate and all of the things that we know our LGBTQ community has to deal with on a daily basis. But I say all that to say that we had the most incredible conversation. We talked about everything, you know, from mental health, mental wellness, how to choose the right therapist, the things that you should be looking for, the questions you should be asking. We talked about, you know, inner child work, the importance of doing shadow work, the importance of us like healing ourselves. We touched so many topics. So if you missed it, I encourage you to head over to the 100 Hispanic Women Instagram page and catch that live. If you want to connect with Dr. Priscilla Pender, you can connect with her on Instagram at My Latina Girl Magic, or on her professional page at The Dr. Pri, or you can visit her website FromMeToBe.com. So that sums up our first segment, y'all. When we come back, we are going to get into this week's topic. This week, we're talking all about self-love. How are you pouring into yourself, right? And self-love is more than self-care. Like, self-care is a part of that, but how are you truly loving yourself? What does that look like? So when we come back, that's what we're going to get into.
Hello, my name is Avery. You are listening to The Nancy Ruffin Show. Make sure to subscribe and leave a comment if you're new. Hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome back. Thank you for sticking around for the second segment. I wanted to kick it off with a little salsa from my favorite salsero, Marc Anthony, his remix of Paya Boy. This is one of my favorite songs. I love the beat, even though it doesn't say much. I just love the rhythm of the song. We're going to let it play for a little bit, and then we're going to get into this conversation this week. Let's go. Dance a little bit. Allá voy. Okay, so y'all know I love music. It's Hispanic Heritage Month. I am a very, very proud Brooklyn-born Boricua. And, you know, this week I wanted to talk about self-love. What that is, what it looks like. And how are we actively, intentionally showing ourselves love? And the reason why I wanted to talk about this was because what I occasionally do on my Instagram is, I mean, I'm always playing music. I'm always listening to music. But what I started to do is whenever I hear like love songs or romantic songs where the singer is like proclaiming their love for someone, for their partner or whoever, I take the song and I flip it onto myself and I sing to myself, right? As if I'm my own love interest, as a reminder to me that I deserve like the love that we sing about in love songs, right? We always want to find, you know, someone to complete us, or, you know, to love us and want us. And yes, that is a basic human need. We all need to be loved and nurtured. However, we need to love and nurture ourselves. We have to fill our own cups, because what happens when we don't, right? If we allow ourselves to solely be filled by the love of others, what happens when those people leave us? What happens when the relationships end? What happens when the friendships no longer work out, right? And all of the love that we need and we seek, we've been getting it from someone else, right? When that isn't there, then where does that leave us? It leaves us feeling empty. It leaves us feeling like we're unlovable. And the truth is that even though we all look for that love, the love that truly matters is the love that we have for ourselves. And we should love ourselves so fiercely that anything that anyone else gives us is a bonus. And so I did that this week. I had played a song on my way home from work and I was singing it to myself, and I went on IG and I encouraged my followers, you know, to sing it to themselves. And it was a Donnell Jones song, and the song was that he was singing to someone saying, "I love you," right? And so when I was singing, I was saying, "I love you" to myself. And I challenge you, like, in this moment, just take a minute and think about, when was the last time you told yourself, "I love you," where you looked in the mirror and said, "I love you" to yourself? We don't practice that enough, right? It's really easy for us, and maybe not for everyone, but for the most part, it's easier for us to tell someone else we love them than it is for us to tell ourselves. And, you know, when you think about how we love ourselves, right, we have to think about, well, what were we taught about love? Like, how was love demonstrated to us as children, right? When we're at our most vulnerable, impressionable age, where when we're kids, like, all children really need is safety, security, love, and to be nurtured. And I think even as adults, right, we all need that. But if you're not given that as a child, and we know that those are basic needs, then we grow up, you know, to be adults who crave those things. One, because we were never given those things. And two, we were never taught how to love ourselves, how to set the boundaries in our lives. And so, like, for me, when I talk about self-love, it's like, what are you doing on a daily basis to treat yourself well, to love on yourself, like the same way that you love others? Like, when you think about being in love with someone, right, and you would give the world for this other person, right, the person that just lights up your eyes and lights up your life and makes your heart beat fast, you know, when you're near them, like, there are no lengths that we wouldn't go to show our love for a person that we love, right? Like, we sacrifice ourselves, we compromise a lot of times. And so I ask you, like, when was the last time that you did those things for yourself, right? The things that you do for your partner or for someone who you are, like, insanely in love with, and whatever those things are, however it is that you show love, when was the time you did that? When was the last time you did that for yourself? When was the last time you bought yourself some flowers just because you love flowers? When was the last time you looked at yourself in the mirror and really, truly just admired how you looked from head to toe and just loved on yourself? When was the last time you spent time alone and enjoyed it, like, been in your own company, treated yourself out, you know, treated yourself to a nice meal, took yourself out, you know, to a movie? And I know for a lot of people, you can't do those things because it feels strange, or because the world has led you to believe that you have to experience these things with a partner. Because if you don't, if for whatever reason you're by yourself, you must be pathetic, or you must be someone who doesn't have someone. But I will tell you that for me, loving on myself, doing things like that, are one of my favorite things to do. I am okay with going out by myself to eat. I've done it on numerous occasions, and I will treat myself to my favorite meal and be at a restaurant by myself, sipping on my favorite glass of wine and just truly enjoying my own company. I am constantly telling myself how much I love myself. And the reason why it's important to do that is because once you establish the foundation for yourself, right, you set the bar for how you want to be loved, by how you love yourself. Because what happens is when you don't take care of yourself, when you don't put your own needs first, when you don't take care of your own heart, right? When you don't prioritize yourself, it becomes really easy to accept any kind of, I don't even want to say love, right? But anything that appears to be love on the surface, right? But then once you dig a little bit deeper, it really isn't, right? You'll start to see that someone who quote unquote loves you doesn't really love you. They show up in a way where they want to control you or where they want you to change who you are to fit their mold, or whatever idea they have established, you know, in their minds about who they want you to be. They don't treat you well, right? They don't spoil you. They forget your birthday. They do the bare minimum, right? And when you have not set the bar for the way that you want to be loved, you will accept that. And it will be enough because you don't know anything else. But when you start to really love yourself, when you set that bar so high that you treat yourself so well, what happens is that you will not tolerate any behavior from anyone else who does not love you the way you love yourself, because that becomes the bare minimum, right? The way you love yourself becomes the minimum of what you're willing to accept, because now whoever comes into your life, they have to love you like that or better. And if you don't know how to love yourself, how can you know when you're being loved right? And I just want to ask you, just think about your relationships, any relationship, your last relationship, and ask yourself why it didn't work. And be honest with yourself. Like, what was missing from the relationship? What were the things that you wanted and needed that you weren't getting? And then I invite you to ask yourself, how do you give those very things to yourself? And the chances are that you probably are not consistent in giving those things to yourself. Because if you were, the minute you recognize that you weren't receiving that, you would have let go of that relationship. And so for this week, you know, I want to talk a little bit, because, you know, I always tie everything back to God and to the Bible and to, you know, what the example that God has set for us as far as how we're supposed to love ourselves, right? I was Googling like scriptures about self-love, and one of the first things that came up was the first commandment, right? Where we're supposed to love God above all else. Right, we're not supposed to love anyone or anything more than we love God. And then the second verse, or the second part of that rather, says to love thy neighbor or love each other like you love yourself, right? And so the expectation there, or the assumption, is that you love yourself so much that that is how you're going to love like your neighbor, the person, you know, in your community, a stranger, right? That we're supposed to treat others the same way that we treat ourselves. But the truth is, like, well, if we look at that, and if we, this is perfect, because if we look at how hate comes out about into the world, right? We know that hate is just a projection of what that person is feeling within themselves. Like, we know this, psychology tells us this. And so conversely, one would think when you love yourself, then it's easy to project that out into the world, you know? And so if we are not in a healthy space with ourselves, if we are not being intentional about loving ourselves, about actually practicing that, like in action every single day, then one, we're not going to give it to ourselves. We're not going to give it to others. And if we know that what we give acts as like a boomerang, right? We know that whatever we put out into the world, we eventually get back. And it may not be returned by the same person that we gave it to, but that's like how, that's how we create our karma, right? We know that when you do good, you get good. But when you don't, right, we get what we give. And so I just want you to start being mindful of how you love yourself. You know, the Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 7. Let this be an affirmation or a reminder to you. And it says, "You are altogether beautiful, my love. There is no flaw in you." I mean, how beautiful is that, right? And so I encourage you, write that down, post it somewhere, repeat it, look at yourself in the mirror and just tell yourself, you are beautiful. You are altogether beautiful. There is no flaw in you, because the world will have us believe that we are not enough, right? That we have to be like other people, which is why we're always constantly comparing ourselves or feeling like we don't measure up, because somewhere there's a part of us that is seeking the validation, or that is needing that love. And so, you know, I want you to start loving yourself more, and I want you to start creating a self-love routine. And you don't have to do it every day. You know, to start, I want it to be like, commit to it weekly, once a week. You know, do something solely for yourself, solely to treat yourself, solely to show yourself love. And I just want, it goes beyond the self-care, right? Like self-care, that's also important, right? Because you have to take care of yourself. But you also want to show yourself love. And so make a list, right? And on the sheet of paper, I want you to say, what does love mean to me? What does love look like? And I want you to define what love means to you. Then I want you to list all of the things, right, that come up for you when you think about love. What does it look like? What does it feel like? And then you use that list, that sheet of paper, as your guide for how you're going to start practicing self-love in your life. And because we know that how we treat ourselves sets the tone for how others start to treat us. So if you start treating yourself with love, with care, with respect, right, there's no way that people are not going to see that and not give that back to you. And then there are going to be people who don't, right? Because they don't love themselves. And so all they're going to project onto you is their own stuff that's happening. But you also, part of your self-love is knowing when to remove yourself out of those situations. You do not have to be in anyone's space or allow anyone in your space that does not treat you with the love and respect that you deserve. And that goes for your friends, that goes for colleagues, that goes for your boss, that goes for your family, for anyone. You do not have to subject yourself to mistreatment, to cruelty, to anything that doesn't make you feel good about yourself. You can walk out of the room, you can hang up the phone, you can refuse to listen to whatever the person is saying, you can turn around and walk away. You have the power to do that, and you don't owe anyone anything, but you owe yourself everything. So with that, I am going to end this week's episode. I hope that you take what I've said and just the recommendations that I have given you, and that you start to apply them. And then, you know, reach out to me. Let me know how it's working. Email me, nancy@thefiercewoman.org. Send me a message on Instagram. Leave me a comment, you know, on the podcast. Let me know, after you listen to this episode, was there anything that really stuck out to you? Is there anything that you're going to start doing to show yourself more love? Like, I want to know. I want to be a part of that journey for you. So, you know, until next time, go out there, crush those goals, but also step up your self-love game, because you, more than anyone in this world, deserves your own love and affection.
Thank you for listening to the Nancy Ruffin Show.